Okay, I'm going to start. Thank you all for coming, and thank you especially to those who helped learn the Mishnayos. Liloi Nishmat Esther Malka Bat Yisrael Zaman, who was my wife's grandmother. Let me just read the last Mishnah. I'll discuss it a minute, maybe spend a minute telling you a bit about her, and we'll have the Kaddish, and you'll please partake of the food. Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. Atir HaKadosh Baruch Hu v'hanchil l'chol tzadik v'tzadik shlosh me'ot v'asara olamot. One day in the future, next world, Hashem will give every single tzadik, every single righteous person, 310 worlds. Shne'amar v'hanchil ohava yesh v'tzrateyem amalei. I will give to those who I love, or those who love me, yesh, and I will fill their storehouses. So what is this yesh? This yesh, all the commentaries discuss, yesh is gematria 310. That's where you see that he's going to give them 310 worlds. And he is going to give them this tremendous reward for being his tzaddik, for being his ohavav. There's a perish HaMishnayos known as the Mishnah Charona. It's not only a perish on this Mishnah, it's in general a perish on Mishnayot. And like all the Mefarshim, he tries to explain what these 310 worlds are, what the connection is to this Pasuk, why this Mishnah is here, because all the Masechet Uktzin is talking about Tumah and Tahara, whether the pit or the stem or the peel of a certain fruit would convey Tumah, would be Mitzarif to the shear, to the necessary shear in order to contract Tuma. So what is this doing here? So the Baal Mishnah Charona says it's supposed to remind you of the beginning of Shas Mishnayot, or of all the Shas. The first Mishnah begins, Me'ematai Horin and Kriyat Shema. When do you start reading Kriyat Shema at night? So it says, Shema is Rashi Tevot Shlosh Me'od Asara, 310. So this Pasuk, right here, this Mishnah is trying to remind you of the beginning. Okay, it's nice that it has this nice bookendy theme, but what is its message that it's trying to tell you? So he says, Shema is also reverse Rashi Tevot of Ol Malchut Shemayim. The whole idea of all the Mishnayos, of learning them, of keeping their message and their words and all the mitzvot, is all part of Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim. That's what Kriyat Shema is about, and that's really the root of all the mitzvot in the Torah. So therefore, this Mishnah, which is the bookend together with the first Mishnah, is also going to give you this message about the importance of doing the mitzvot and their role in terms of Kabbalat Ol Malchut Shemayim. Then the Mishnah continues, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta, Lo Matza Kadosh Baruch Hu Kli Machzik Bracha LiYisrael El HaShalom. Hashem found no vehicle or vessel better to bless Klal Yisrael with, and there is no vessel that holds any other brachos better than peace. It doesn't matter if you're rich if you don't have peace. It doesn't matter if you have all sorts of other brachos and all sorts of other gifts. If you don't have peace, you're not going to appreciate them. You might be very gifted and very talented and very blessed in all sorts of other areas. Without peace, be it peace in your community, in your town, peace in the country, peace in your home, shalom bayit. Without all of those brachos, then you're not going to care about any other bracha. You're not going to care that you have a very nice, easy parnasa or very plentiful, bountiful parnasa. That's not going to be something you care about if you don't have peace. The Tiferet Yisrael says the reward for a tzaddik, and this is somebody who is not necessarily a tzaddik gamor. We're not talking about, like in the first half of the Mishnah where we said, the whole tzaddik with tzaddik, you can get 310 worlds. There's a reward in general for every tzaddik. Who's a tzaddik? He's osik b'torah, hozman she'ef shalo, when he can, mekayim et zoteh, and he keeps its mitzvot, lefamim nichshal b'ktanot, and sometimes he messes up on a little mitzvah here. I don't mean to belittle it. I'm just trying to emphasize his point. Okay, you have an avera here and avera there. You're a human being. Learning that Torah, the Malach HaSharet, you're a human. You made a mistake. Omit Rashel, or you got lazy or negligent, a little bit too lax. You don't keep every mitzvah as you should. They will also get this shai, the shin yud, in Olam Haba. Even double whatever you got in this world. All for what? Imrak yesh shalom b'mono im chaverav. If you act with shalom bias in your house, you do your best to foster an environment of shalom with your family, in your home, and with your friends, then you are also deserving of that tremendous reward like those tzaddikim. You also deserve those 310 worlds. And the proof of it is the pasuk that the Mishnah quotes, Hashem oz amo yitain, Hashem varech et amo v'shalom. These Mishnayos were learned in memory of my wife's grandmother. My wife is not here right now. She's actually sitting Shiva in America, but not for her grandmother, for her mother. But I still wanted to do the Shloshim Bovayom at the request of my father-in-law. And I just wanted to take 1 minute to talk about my wife's grandmother. She was a Holocaust survivor and been in many, many different camps. Including death camps, and had survived many of them. Incredible, crazy stories, like she and some other girls were taken to go work on something on the day the entire Lodz ghetto was destroyed, and she came back and all her family and everybody she knew was dead. And just she and these few other girls who they took to work on something survived. And these girls ended up sticking together and staying in touch, many of them. And she eventually moved to America. And don't take it for granted, but she and her husband, who this was now a second husband because she lost a husband and child in the Holocaust already, they started a family in America, or actually started in Europe and then moved to America in the camps first. And they opened a store and to support themselves and to send their kids to Jewish day school. That's not a given among Jews in that time anyway in America, or Holocaust survivors. But it was very important that they gave their kids a Jewish education. So, it should be a nechama for the family that they have kids and grandkids and great-grandkids who say the Shema and do their best to indeed foster a shalom bias environment in their home. One second.